Introduction. A foreign security force threat is the potential for violence posed by foreign security forces, FSFs, working with or granted access to U.S. service members, civilians, or contractors. Previously referred to as green-on-blue attacks, persistent limited contingency and stability operations have revealed the vulnerabilities inherent in multi-partner environments. These operations require close integration and partnership with FSFs, thereby increasing the risk that an enemy will exploit this access to attack U.S. forces. These attacks threaten to undermine the cohesion and trust necessary for unified action partners to shape, prevent, and ultimately win in a volatile and complex environment. This threat is not bound by time or geography, and as U.S. forces will continue to work alongside FSFs in future operations, it will likely persist. ATP 3-37.15 clearly addresses the FSF threat, distinguishing it from the related but distinct insider threat. The term insider threat, as derived from the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, means, with respect to the Department of Defense, a threat presented by a person who has, or once had, authorized access to information, a facility, a network, a person, or a resource of the department, and wittingly or unwittingly, commits an act in contravention of law or policy that resulted in, or might result in, harm through the loss or degradation of government or company information, resources, or capabilities, or a destructive act, which may include physical harm to another in the workplace. Insider threats and attacks can occur both at home and abroad, while FSF threats occur primarily in expeditionary environments during contingency operations. For more information on insider threat prevention and response, see AR 381-12. This publication provides tactics, techniques, and procedures for providing personnel security, increasing survivability, and preventing and defeating the FSF threat. Although completely eliminating the threat is unlikely, units and organizations can apply the measures herein to better position themselves to prevent, deter, defeat, exploit, and recover from FSF attacks. Defeating the FSF threat requires discipline, awareness, teamwork, and training. This is particularly important for units executing security force assistance or stability operations, as they are under a significantly increased risk of attack. These units develop unit training plans, battle drills, and standard operating procedures designed to increase survivability and to prevent and defeat the FSF threat. ATP 3-37.15 provides the doctrinal foundation for units to build a comprehensive survivability, threat prevention, and defeat program. It defines key terms, examines motives and methods behind FSF attacks, and explores the context behind previous incidents. It also outlines potential threat indicators that aid early detection. Furthermore, it presents the Army FSF Threat Prevention and Response Model and offers training and techniques to prevent and defeat FSF threats. Finally, ATP 3-37.15 provides planning considerations for units at all levels to incorporate into their operations. ATP 3-37.15 contains four chapters. Chapter 1 defines key terms, provides context for previous FSF attacks, and explores the methods and causations behind these attacks. Chapter 2 presents the Army FSF Threat Prevention and Response Model. It details how units can prevent, deter, defeat, exploit, and recover from an FSF attack. The tactics, techniques, and procedures presented are designed to protect units and soldiers operating alongside multinational partners. Chapter 3 examines training requirements for an effective FSF threat prevention and response program. Soldiers can incorporate techniques into unit training before or during a deployment requiring close cooperation with FSF. Chapter 4 reviews planning considerations for incorporating FSF threat mitigation procedures into operations at all levels. This chapter offers planning considerations that assist units in properly addressing the FSF threat when incorporated during troop leading procedures and the military decision-making process.